Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Unless you got something really compelling on the ticket text, I wanted to bring something else up because you have a situation going on that I don't even understand how it's feasible. Do you want to just jump right into that?
Yeah, please. And
all right. So basically, you told me, you told me earlier, like, I have never had this happen to me, all right? I've never had a package get lost. Now, we're not talking about Sully going online and ordering, like, a box of cupcakes or new golf gloves or a plunger. If that got lost, I'd still go, never had it happen, but that sucks. Sully happened to have a far bigger ticket item get lost.
Yep.
And it has created quite a situation for the young man. I'll let you debut this, Sully, because I just need to hear if other people have experienced this.
And that's the thing. I've never lost something in the mail. I've never had this happen, a package. So basically, a little over a month ago, and I'm talking, I think I ordered this on May 1st, literally. So I needed patio furniture. Getting my patio together. Did some landscaping around it, looks nice, and now I just need furniture, all right? I got a grill, I did some painting, I'm good to go, but I need some chairs, I need a little table, that type of thing. So I go online, order patio furniture, and it was through a major company that ships it.
Uh-oh.
May or may not rhyme, I don't know if I should rhyme it. May or not, I guess. But may or not rhyme with Gaff Dax. I don't know. You get my point.
You're really bad at this.
Starting with rhyming. Anyway, so May 1st, I order it, and it doesn't get here, and I'm still trying to find out where it is. May 10th rolls around, okay? May 15th, May 20th. I finally start calling, and they say, yeah, it's delivered. It's in the Oak Park facility, but it's just on a trailer. We don't know where it is. We haven't processed the trailer. So I keep calling back every week, and I try to be nice about it. I try to say, look, I know you guys are slammed, everything's busy, but I'm just trying to get some sort of estimate. They proceed to tell me every single week, 3 weeks in a row. Well, it says it got here on May 10th, but, it's in a trailer. We haven't processed any of it yet. And I'm just thinking to myself, there's got to be a better situation here. What the heck is going on? So I finally get a call yesterday, and I get a call from one of the managers over there, and they said, hey, we're just sorry to tell you, but the patio furniture that you ordered, these packages, it's officially considered lost. And I'm like, okay, great. So they go, it's officially considered lost. You need to contact the shipper, and we just don't know where it's at. We can't find it at our facility. It says it's here. We don't know where it is, but your package is lost, and unfortunately, we have no clue where these boxes are. So, yeah, it was a decent expense. Of course, it's patio furniture, but I've never experienced something like that happening where I just lose a package.
Somebody's sitting in your patio furniture right now. How do you lose patio furniture? The boxes are behemoth. This isn't like Sully ordered a toothbrush. And it went missing. I've never had a problem, honestly. And it doesn't matter who the shipper is. I mean, UPS, FedEx, or USPS, I've never had an issue. Ever. Maybe I'm lucky. I don't know. They do great work. Things show up. Nothing's damaged. The boxes are where they're supposed to be. Beep, bop, boop, bop, beep.
Yeah. So,
the idea that they called you and go, yeah, bro, sorry.
It's officially lost.
Patio furniture lost.
Yeah.
Here's what I think.
I know.
Somebody looked at the box. Somebody went, this looks like some nice stuff. Somebody's sitting in your furniture.
And the company I'd order from that rhymes with Daybear is they've basically told me that they can issue a refund, but no one knows where these packages are. So I'm going to have to get a refund for them because, yeah, it's just considered lost. And I've never had that happen. I even called them. I think it was sometime last week, and I called them and said, hey, you know, I know you guys have been busy, but this is like the third week in a row I've called, and it's been since May 5th that I ordered this. And they go, well, actually, it's been here since May 10th. And I said, okay, it's June 4th. It's been since May 10th. What is going on? And I kept getting the same answer. Oh, we don't know where it's at. It's in a trailer that we can't identify. And it did make me wonder, and I actually tweeted it out. It did make me wonder if other people have had this happen before, where you have a major shipping company just simply lose the packages. We've all ordered a million things online, right? Whether it's Amazon, whether it's Walmart, whether it's Home Depot, wherever you've ordered from. I've never experienced a package just disappearing and being lost. And you hear about stuff, oh, stuff gets lost in the mail, whatever. But now I got to go through the process of trying to get a refund, trying to contact the shipper about it. And it's just one big mess. And I was in the same boat where I've never had a package, let alone fairly expensive, you know, patio furniture, just disappear in thin air. It's remarkable.
People, has this happened to anybody? Please. Because Sully was telling me about it. And I'm just like, I don't know how that's possible. So please. Mike, I just can't. When you said it, you go, it's a patio set. Mm. I mean, that's a whole truck. Where did it go?
I know. That's what I'm trying to think. And if people are texting, they had, I've had a desk chair that sat in that Oak Park facility for over 2 weeks. I kept calling, and they finally got it delivered. Another person texted in. I had to call the original shipper, got a refund, but then it's just stuck somewhere in the facility, and you'll still get it delivered, and it'll be free. So, I mean, that would be crazy, too. If it ended up getting delivered, and you get a refund, and it was, I guess, free, but... Who the hell knows?
So what are you going to do? I mean, are you going down the road again here? We going to get some furniture this summer or what?
Yeah, I ended up just the other day just saying, you know what? I just went and bought a totally different set from another major store. I just went and picked it up because I didn't want to deal with shipping again. So I picked it up. I installed it. And now I just got to figure out how to get a refund for this original patio furniture. And hopefully...
What a pain in the ass.
Hopefully it isn't too big of a... I don't know. Hopefully it isn't
What the hell are you sitting on now? Just, what are you, just sitting on pavers?
No,
what the hell's going on over there?
I got a different patio set. I got different patio furniture through a different company that I just literally drove to the store and picked up the other day. But I didn't want to deal with shipping again because I know it is. A lot of places are backed up right now. But as people are texting, maybe that one Oak Park facility is notorious for this because it's just crazy how it just got lost like that. I don't even know.
Well, Joe is first in line, and he has a comment. Joe, welcome aboard. What's up?
I have the same problem going on with this Oak Park facility, and third package, same thing, same facility. I said this can't be a coincidence, so my wife actually Googled it. And they have so many complaints. They say it's where packages go to die, this Oak Park facility. I actually called FedEx. Oh, I'm sorry. I called this place.
Whoops.
And they tell me, please call corporate and complain. So this is an employee of them telling me to do this because they have nothing they can do anymore.
Okay. Well, Sully, this is now a conspiracy.
Yeah,
by the way,
that's what people are texting.
I just got to shout out the people. And Joe, I appreciate the call. Goodell, next to nothing, except Chris, who was a wacko. I bring up baseball. Nothing. Sully yammers on about losing a patio set. Full lines. Baseball. Take notes. People don't care about your game. Just wanted to throw that out there.
And
still, still giggling about somebody taking Sully's patio furniture.
Real quick, and here's the thing. I did want to be nice. I was trying to be extremely nice to the people on the phone. I go, look, I know this isn't your fault personally. I know that you're backed up, you're short-staffed. I get it. I'm just looking for any sort of estimate because it's been 4 weeks that it's been sitting here. This isn't normal. And someone just texted in, guys, I'm a mailman. Our parcels are so backed up because we are short-staffed. I've delivered parcels like 6 weeks late. I think your furniture will eventually get to you. Try to get that refund and you'll get it for free. That'd be pretty sweet, actually, but who knows?
I want to get some of these calls. We have some people who think they can help you.
Wow.
I wish somebody could help baseball. We'll get to that a little later. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.